manager Danny Penswick, first of all, give us your thoughts on today's 4-1 win against 1874 Northwich.
Very pleased with the victory, first and foremost. We're in a results business, and it's always good to get points on the board early, which is what we've done, especially after how we went last season. Pleased as well in terms of the manner of the victory. We scored 4 goals. I've been harping on all pre-season about how I want to be more of an attacking threat, how I want us to score more goals. And we looked dangerous today, scored 4. Whilst maybe not having the lion's share of possession, when we did, we always looked dangerous and had by far away the better chances throughout the game.
Pre-season, you labelled today's visitors favourites for the league. I mean, it's a 21-game league. Do you still believe that they'll be up there come April?
Yeah, nothing that's happened today changes my opinion of that. They came fourth last year. They've got a very good fan base. They've signed some great players, especially in the attacking third. So I firmly believe they'll be up there by the end of the season. They'll need to play better than they did today. Make no mistake about that. We highlighted the weaknesses before the game, set out with a game plan of how to expose the weaknesses, and did that. So in terms of our plan, our execution and the commitment and desire from the lads, I can't fault that. But today, I don't think it was a bad Northwich team that turned up. It was just a very good Squires Gate team that turned up. And they'll be there or thereabouts come April when the title's decided.
Well, on that, you'll remember that last season we started our league campaign against 1874 Northwich, and lost the game 2-0. After a good, solid pre-season against some good, solid sides, do you believe that's what's set the stall out for the players?
Yes. We've done a lot of good work over the past month, over pre-season. It's a hard job pre-season, especially being on the other side of it now as a manager, because the lads are giving up the time 2-3 times a week to come down to train, to go on the beach, to do the sandhills, and it's not always easy. So it's great that the lads have bought into what we're trying to do. We've tried to do as much of it as possible with the ball. We're footballers, we're not boxers, we're not runners, we're not anything else. Training twice a week, anyone will tell you, isn't enough. Everyone who wants to do well, the more you can get the lads together, the better they'll be. The more we play football as players, the better we'll be. So I have them for, let's just say, during pre-season, 3 hours a week, 4 hours a week. If they get 4 hours of time with the ball, the touch is going to get better, the confidence is going to get better, the sharpness is going to get better. And I think that showed today. I played last year against Northwich, and you know yourself as players where you're at. And I felt a bit undercooked. If I'm honest with you, didn't pick up second balls, and they just seemed physically on top of us. And it wasn't because they were better players than us. It could have been to do with attitude, application, everything else. But I thought today we picked up those second balls. We looked sharper than them. And that was very pleasing. We just need to carry this through for the next few weeks and months in the season.
We've seen particularly 3 of your summer signings all play key parts in today's win, all starting the game, all contributing in different ways. You've gone for more quality over quantity this pre-season with just signing the 5 players, if I'm right.
Yeah, we lost a few as well, let's not forget. We do have a slightly bigger squad than we did last season. We're probably knocking about 18 players. I'm realistic to know that every single lad wants to play. They want to play in the 11, and we had 5 lads on the bench today who will have been annoyed. They all want to play, and they're all good enough to play. So it's a tough decision for me, and I have to make them decisions. But I can't keep 16 players happy. I probably struggle with the starting 11 to keep them happy. So in terms of getting a massive squad and signing every man and his dog and inviting 30 or 40 down for pre-season, that's not something that I want to do. At the end of the day, you want to enjoy your football, and if you get on with your teammates, which we are all doing at the moment, then you're going to enjoy it more. So a small, close-knit group who are all willing to put the bodies on the line to work hard for each other, which we've seen out there, is kind of where I'm at and kind of where I want to be. So we lost some, we brought some in, and I'm pleased with what we've done. I'm pleased with the way they've slotted into the group and the competition for places. I wouldn't say, apart from myself, you know, that no one's an automatic starter. Oh, Fletcher as well, because we've only got one keeper. But, you know, there's competition for places. We've got five strikers. Now, whoever plays well, though, I thought Tans was excellent today. Rick Sears scored two. But then you look back to next Saturday and Stinger Boom and Ryan Riley were outstanding as well. And that's without Bucks, who had a little cameo at the end of last week. So I've got five strikers. I'm going to struggle to keep all five happy. I'm realistic enough to know that. But competition for places makes the players play the better. If I had Rick and Tans as my only two strikers there today, would I have got as much out of them without Stinger and Ryan on the bench? I don't think so. So it's good, healthy competition, and they'll push each other on as the season continues.
Well, just on first Rick Sear and then Ben Sear, I know the two that you've known for a long while, you grew up with them. They were people you wanted to bring into the squad last season. You couldn't for one reason or another. You've now brought them into the team. How much have they impacted on how you want to play, and how much have they brought quality to this squad?
Massively. Let's not talk about them paying me off last season, you know. Trying to forget about that. No, but Twins, I've known them since we were kids. We grew up together and everything, as you say. And as soon as I was offered the role by Stu, they were the first guys I went to because I know the quality. Ben Sear is probably the best left-sided player at this level in Blackpool. He can play left-back, he can play left-midfield. Can also do jobs elsewhere, very versatile. Rick just scores goals. That's all he does, scores goals. It's not a bad trait to have for a striker. But both of them, the good lads, I knew what they'd be like around the group. No hesitation in bringing them in. They fitted in really well. And the performances out there on the pitch are speaking for themselves. So long may that continue. And let's hopefully they get a bit better as well.
Well, let's just talk for a moment about Rick Sears' finish. What a goal. I mean, I
didn't see it. Didn't see it. I was busy just checking.
Marshalling the defence.
Yeah, so I didn't see it, so I don't really know what you're on about there. No.
I mean, for two strikers to be always on the toes at the back of defence, and for Rick's here to have the quality that he has to find the net in that way, it must be a big help to how you want to play going forward.
Massively, and especially today. I told you at the start, we had a game plan today, and we expected to have to soak up some bits of pressure, and we knew that the more we frustrated them, the more bodies they'd chuck forward, and that happened. They came here with all the pressure, as I mentioned before the game, probably favourites for the league. It wasn't going their way. They weren't really trying to play that much. They were just going quite direct. And we knew that Rick Sear and Ryan Tanzer are great if they give us space, and that's what they did today. They played into our hands. It was brilliant. But they played into our hands. So in a lot of ways, when we can pass it out from the back, pick it up from midfield and get their full-backs isolated and get their centre-halves isolated, no one's going to live with Rick Sear and Ryan Tanzer if they try and play a 2v2. If both full-backs push on and they don't have a good defensive shape, then I personally don't believe there's a centre-half partnership in the league that could deal with them playing how we did today, which is pleasing.
Just before we go on to Monday night's game at Atherton Coles, just talk to me quickly about Michael's contribution to the side and his quite clear quality on the ball.
Yeah, Mike's my favourite player. If I was a fan, I'd have number 4 Hall on the back of my shirt. I've known Mike again for years and stuff. He's got undoubted quality. He was at Blackburn until 18, 19, pro at Aki Stanley, and he's a local lad and a good friend. And his quality on the ball sometimes is his own worst enemy out there, because he sees things that we don't, and he sees runs and he sees balls, and he's used to playing things one and two touch, and sometimes he sets his standards that high that it's hard for the rest of us to get to Mike Hall's standard. But no, he's played both games and just in that hole, getting on the ball, picking it up and breaking up play, and he's a strong lad, decent in the air, and as you say, undoubted quality. So no, really pleased with Mike Hall's contribution. And I can't get in centre mid because of him, so I've had to drop myself to centre half.
So then on to Monday night's game at Atherton Coles. Monday football under the lights. What can we expect from that visit to Coles? Because I was on holiday, as you know, last time we played Coles. So